Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the 30th and final chapter of Hilchos Shabbos. After having spent a month learning together these beautiful and intricate halachos, we conclude now with two of the most beautiful, the laws of Kavod and Oneg Shabbos, paying respect to Shabbos in the proper fashion and delighting in Shabbos in the proper fashion. Halacha Aleph. There are four things said with regards to Shabbos. Shnayim in a Torah, two are biblical in nature, Ushnayim in a Sofer, and two are rabbinic in nature. V'hein v'furash in Ayde and Nevi'im. However, they are also hinted to, they are expressed by the Nevi'im as well. Shabbat Torah, Zachor, v'shamor, the two that are in the Torah, that is, remember the day of Shabbos, and guard the day of Shabbos. V'hein esparshu Ayde and Nevi'im, and the two which are rabbinic in nature, though they are explicated by the Nevi'im as well, are kavod v'oneg, the concept of honoring Shabbos and delighting in Shabbos. Shenemar's pasuk says, v'kras l'Shabbos oneg, v'kdosh Hashem mechubad. That you shall call the day of Shabbos a day of delight, and to the holy day of Hashem you shall make it honored. Halacha beis. Ezehu kavod, what does it mean to honor Shabbos? Zehu sha'amru chachamim, shemitzvah ayde adam, lirchot panav yadav ragla b'chamin be'erev Shabbos, v'nei kavod Shabbos. That it's a positive command for a person to wash his face, hands, and feet with hot water on Erev Shabbos in order to honor the Shabbos. It was atef betzitzis, and he puts on a talis that has tzitzis on it, v'yoshev bekovet rosh, and he sits with a certain degree of seriousness, miyachel, like hagbalas pnei Shabbos, to, with great anticipation, greet Shabbos. Kimo shu yotei dekras ha-melech, as if he were going out to greet a king. Mecham harishonim, ha-yibakavs and tamidehem, Erev Shabbos, was atvim, omrim, bo v'netei lekras Shabbos ha-melech. And the early sages used to gather their talmidim together on Erev Shabbos, and they would wrap themselves in their talisim, and they would go and say, let's go out and greet Shabbos the king. Halacha gimel. U'mechavod ha-Shabbos, shiobash k'sos nikiyah. And one of the aspects of honoring Shabbos properly is that one should wear clean, nice clothing. V'lo yeh malbush ha-chok malbush ha-Shabbos. And in fact, his weekday clothing shouldn't be the same as his Shabbos clothing. V'im ein lo l'hachlef mishal shol taliso k'dei shelo yeh malbush ha-chok malbush ha-chok. And in fact, if unfortunately a person does not have another garment that he can change into, a special Shabbos garment, and he only has his weekday one, he should flip it around in a fashion where his weekday clothing and his Shabbos clothing will not be the same. V'ezra tikin shiho'am mechapsim ha-chamishim v'nei chavod Shabbos. And the great Navi Ezra had instituted that the people should do laundry on the fifth day of the week, on Thursday, in order to properly be prepared to dignify Shabbos. Halacha dalet. Asur likba suda umishta be'erev Shabbos v'nei chavod Shabbos. It is likewise forbidden for a person to set a meal, a party, on Erev Shabbos, because then you won't appreciate the food that you'll be having on Shabbos as much, and it will detract from the honor due to Shabbos. However, it is permitted to eat and drink until it gets dark. Then you have to make kiddush, so you're not allowed to eat and drink at that point. So while you're allowed to eat or drink, you just can't set a big, real meal. Nonetheless, the Rambam tells us, though it's permitted, mikvoda Shabbos shimana adam min ha-mincha lemala, mikbaz uda, k'dei she'yikanes l'Shabbos k'shu mis'av elecho. Even though that's the case, it also is in line with the concept of Kavod Shabbos that a person should withhold once it's already 9 hours into the day out of halachic 12 hours of daytime, once it's already 9 hours into the day from close to Mincha Ketana, so that a person should withhold from having a meal and thereby enter into Shabbos properly hungry, desiring the Shabbos food. Halacha Hey. Misader Adam Shulchanu b'Erev Shabbos, v'afal pi she'inu tzarech ela k'zayis. A person should prepare his table nicely, ready for Shabbos, already on Erev Shabbos, even though he only needs a little bit of food. He only has a little bit of food that he has available for Shabbos. He only have a small amount, a kezias amount. Also, a person should set up his stable to have a proper melava malka after Shabbos, even though he, again, might have a small amount. In order to honor Shabbos when it comes in and when it leaves. A person should also clean up his house while it still is Friday day in order to honor the Shabbos. And he should have a candle lit, a table set, and a bed all set as well, because all of these are different ways of expressing the honor which you are trying to give to Shabbos. Halacha Vav. Afal pi shehaya adam chasha b'yoser. Even if a person is a very great man, somebody who has a very high stature, ein darko likach tavarim min hashuk, it's not his way to go out and buy things from the marketplace. Lo l'sasek b'melachos shebabayis, and not to be involved in household work. Nonetheless, chayav lasos tavarim shein l'torech ha-shabbos b'gufo shezehu kvodo. He's obligated to take care of these things himself with his own body for the sake of Shabbos, because that is his own truest personal honor. Chachamim Rishonim Mehem, Mishayim Mefatzal, Eitzim Levashal Behen, Mehen, Mishayim Mevashal, O Moleach Basar, O Godo Psilos, O Malikin Neros, O Mehen, Mishayim Yotzi Bekonet Varm, Shein Lachorach HaShabbos, Mimayachol Mashke, Aval Pish Ein Darko Bekach. From amongst the early great sages, there were those that would chop wood and prepare them in order to cook with them for Shabbos, and there were those that would actually do the cooking, they would salt the meat, they would prepare the wicks or light the candles for Shabbos, and there were those that would go out to the marketplaces and buy things, even though they normally wouldn't have gone out to buy this food or drink for Shabbos, but they would do so nonetheless because they wanted to honor Shabbos. And anybody who does more and more of this, he involves himself in this fashion to prepare for Shabbos, then he is somebody who's truly praiseworthy. Now, the second concept is delighting in Shabbos. What does that entail? This is, as Chazal instructed us, when a person will prepare nice, delicious food, especially delicious food, for Shabbos, and drink which is especially delightful, prepared properly for Shabbos, in accordance with what a person is able to afford. And whoever spends more and more money on Shabbos and preparing delicious foods for Shabbos, as many and as high quality as he can, so such a person is praiseworthy. A person, unfortunately, does not have enough money to get anything other than one cooked item. Nonetheless, he has fulfilled the idea of honoring Shabbos in this fashion. He has delighted in Shabbos. He doesn't have to go and press himself to such a degree that he'll have to borrow money from others in order to increase foods that he's having on Shabbos. It is better, Chazal teach us, to make your Shabbos closer to being mundane, to have it only beautified in one small fashion, than it is to have to rely on others, which speaks volumes about how important it is to be self-sufficient and not to rely on others. If somebody lives such an indulgent lifestyle, he's so wealthy that all his days are celebrated in the way that a normal person would celebrate Shabbos, he nonetheless has to distinguish his Shabbos food from his weekday food. If it's impossible, he should at least change the time of the eating. If he would normally have his meal early, he should have it later on Shabbos. If he normally have his meal later, he should have it earlier. He should change it so that way Shabbos feels distinct. A person is obligated to eat three separate meals on Shabbos. Achas Arvis, one on the night of Shabbos. Achas Shachar, one on the day. Achas Mincha, and one in the afternoon. A person must be very careful not to have any less than these three meals. And even somebody who's very poverty-stricken, somebody who is supported from charity, nonetheless is obligated to have three meals. However, if somebody who eats too much ends up getting sick from it, or he's somebody who's fasting all the time and is therefore not able to have these meals, so then he is exempt from having all three. And the Rambam teaches us that a person should set each one of these meals with wine, and he should have two whole loaves of bread to break bread with. And the same thing applies on Yantiv as well. Eating meat and drinking wine in specific on Shabbos are considered a delight for him. This is assuming he's able to afford this. However, it's forbidden for a person to set his meal with wine on Shabbos and Yontif at the time when everybody's going to the Medrash to learn, to hear the Drasha. This was the way, this was the custom of the early righteous ones. A person would go to Shul, he'd have a Shachar, Musaf, and Shul. Then he would have his second out of the three meals of Shabbos. Then he would go and learn Yikra Bishna, he would learn Torah, and he would learn Mishnayis, Ana Mincha, all the way until Mincha time, Mispal Mincha, and then he would have Mincha. Then he would have his third meal, Aliyayin, with a cup of wine, V'yochav Ishtan, and he would eat and drink, and was a Shabbos, until Shabbos ended. Halacha Yud Aleph. Asr lo adam shehalech ba'arbe Shabbosos, yosir mishalosh parsos, mitchilas hayom, kidei sheyagil aveso, v'od hayom rav, v'yachin zudah l'Shabbos. It's forbidden for a person to walk on Erev Shabbos more than three parsos. Every parso is 4 mil. A mil is approximately a kilometer, so we're dealing with about a distance of 12 kilometers. So you're not allowed to walk that far on Friday morning, because we want to make sure that you have enough time to get back home while there's still a lot of time in the day so you can properly prepare for the Shabbos meals. Because a person can't rely on the fact that his family members or the household is going to take care of preparing for everything, because they don't realize what time he's going to come home to properly be prepared. And it goes without saying, you're not supposed to just pop in on somebody unexpectedly on Erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos, because you're going to end up embarrassing them, because here you are, expecting to be a guest, and they weren't expecting you, and they didn't properly prepare for having guests. Halacha Yud Beis. It's forbidden to fast or to cry out to Hashem in distress and beg for mercy on Shabbos. Even for those terrible crises, which a community would generally fast for and blow shofar for on Shabbos, we still don't fast and don't blow shofar on Shabbos in this fashion. And also we don't on Yontif. Chutz meir shekufua obikuchavim, o nahar, o sfinah mitarefes b'yam, shemasrian alehen b'shabbos l'azran mischanin v'akshin alehen rachman. There are a few exceptions. If it's really, really a crisis, such as they're surrounded by enemy idolaters who intend to kill them or hurt them, or there's a river which is overflowing, flooding their town, or a boat which is in distress at sea and is in danger of drowning. So in these cases, a person is allowed to beg Hashem with all their might in all possible fashions for mercy on Shabbos. Halacha Yud Gimel. Ein sarin al yaros sh'ovei kuchavim, pachos mishlosha yamim kodem ha-Shabbos. We don't begin a siege against an enemy city less than 3 days before Shabbos. Because we want to make sure that the people who are the soldiers, the ones going out to battle, will be able to have time to properly relax and not be all busy with their preparations of just arriving at the siege on Shabbos. And similarly, when a person goes out on a journey on a boat, so he shouldn't leave within 3 days of Shabbos, because we want to ensure that by the time Shabbos rolls around, he'll have calmed down, and he won't be as distressed about preparations for the journey and being on the journey. However, if it's going out for the sake of some mitzvah purpose, he is allowed to leave even on Erev Shabbos on a boat. And you have to try to stipulate with one driving the ship, so the captain, to rest on Shabbos. Even if he doesn't rest, then it's not your fault. If it's two places which are very close, such as this city of Tzor and Sidon, so ones that are similar to that, you're allowed to leave even not for a mitzvah purpose on Erev Shabbos. However, if the place where he is has a custom not to leave at all on Erev Shabbos, not to go on these type of seafaring journeys, so then a person is not allowed to. He has to follow the local custom. Tashmish hamita me'onik Shabbos. Having relations is part of the delight of Shabbos. Lefikach onas tamidei chamim habriim meshamshin milele Shabbos lelei Shabbos. Therefore, the proper time for somebody who's a Talmud Chacham to have relations with his wife, assuming he's healthy and able to, is to have relations on one Friday night, another Friday night. Umotr levo basula lechatchila b'Shabbos. It's permitted to have relations for the first time with a girl who was still a virgin on Shabbos. And there's no problem from a sort of deraisa level of creating a wound on Shabbos by having relations with her. And there's also no problem with the oneg Shabbos and the fact that it might cause her a degree of pain. Halacha tezba. Hashabbos v'avodos kachavim kol achas mishtehen shkula k'neged shar kol mitzvos ha-Torah. Keeping Shabbos and avoiding idolatry, each one of these is equal to all the other mitzvos in the Torah. V'ashabbos hiya'os shebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'beinenu lo'olam. Shabbos is the special sign of the covenant between Hashem and us forever. Lefikach, kol over al shar mitzvos haru bechlal rishei Yisrael. Therefore, if somebody violates one of the other mitzvos of the Torah, then they're included amongst the wicked ones of the Bnei Yisrael. Aval hamachal Shabbos bevarhesia, but somebody who violates Shabbos publicly, harihu ke'oved avodas kochavim, he is considered as if he has worshipped idolatry. Ushnehem ke'oved kochavim lechol devrehem, and both somebody who actually worships idolatry, as well as somebody who violates Shabbos publicly, are both considered like non-Jews with regards to all matters of halacha. Lefikach, meshabeach hanavi v'omer. Therefore, the prophet praised and said the following, Ashri enosh yaseh zos uben adam yachzik ba shomer Shabbos mechallo. Praiseworthy is a person. A person should really grasp onto this principle to guard Shabbos from desecration. V'chol ha'shomer as ha'shabbos ke'ochosa, m'chabda, m'angal k'bi kocho. And anybody who does indeed keep Shabbos in accordance with the halacha, and he honors it, and he delights in it in accordance with his ability, kfar meforish be'kabbalah scharo b'olam hazeh, yeser al schar hatzav l'olam haba. It has already been explained through our prophets the great degree of reward he has in this world, aside from the reward that he has hidden away for him in the world to come. Shnei Amar, as Pasuk says, Az tis'ane gal Hashem, ve'erkavticha al b'masei aretz, v'achalticha nachlas Yaakov abicha, ki pi Hashem diber. You will then be able to delight in Hashem, and Hashem will cause us to ride on the high places of the world, and He will support us, take care of us, with the heritage of Yaakov, our forefather. Thus, Hashem has spoken. Emir Hashem, it should be true for all of us, having learned these halachos, having enjoyed the experience, having grown from this particular topic of study, we should all be able to bring our Shabbos up to the next level, to fully honor, to fully delight in it. And Hashem should reward us in kind. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.